Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii and Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Helen grew up in a upper-middle-class family. She first tried drugs when she was 13. A straight-A student, no one suspected a thing. That was just the beginning. You see, the unfolding of her life took many turns and even some head injuries. But God was there to lift her up. And dear friend, as you listen to our broadcast today, that's why we paused at the beginning of our show, to remind you that the reason we have the Good Life Radio Show is to lead you closer to Jesus Christ, the one who was there to lift Helen up is there to lift you up today. No matter what, no matter what you face, no matter what the challenge might be, to lift you up. There is always hope in Jesus, in Christ who died on the cross for our sins, who shed his blood on that cross to wash our sins away. He who was buried was raised again on the third day, and the living Christ, who has touched Helen Raposa, can touch you today. Helen Raposa is the owner of Haven Medical Spa and Skin Tech Skincare, a product line. Helen, welcome to our show. Yeah. Helen, you moved away from home at the age of 20. You met someone on the quote-unquote other side of the tracks. Who was it? What happened?
I grew up in a family, a very loving, normal family. Everyone is dysfunctional to a degree, but normal, loving family. Everything was great. I moved out at 20, as most young adults do, and I was sharing a house with some roommates, and just met this guy from one of my roommates, and he, I think the first night when I met him, said that he was a drug addict and he needed help. And I have a brother who was an addict, and if my brother asked somebody for help, I would absolutely want someone to help them. So I was hooked in from the get-go because he needed help and I was going to fix him.
Mm-hmm.
And we ended up going to AA meetings, going to NA meetings, meeting young kids, 5 and 6 year olds that were addicts already. It was just incredible. I didn't experience this before. I had drank myself before this. I had done drugs before this, but not to this level. It was just amazing. And yet it was exciting. Yet it was different. It was so different from how I grew up. And, you know, I was 20. I was young. I thought I had all the answers. I thought I could handle it all. I thought everything was great. We were going out every night, but it was all fun. It was all just so much fun. And then it progressed. People who are going to manipulate you just understand who to choose. They see something in you that they think, oh, this is a good person to choose. And that's what happened. And I started going down a path that just was, that led to violence. And I have to say that I do not believe that anybody deserves to be hit. However, I will say that at this point in my life, I was part of the problem. We would fight and scream, and I would say, oh, you're never going to hit me. He would threaten me all the time. you're never going to do that. Just stop. And I just egged him on. And so I was just as dysfunctional at this point in my life. Mm-hmm. And so I thought it would never happen until the day that it did. And the day that I had to go home and I think, I can't become one of these women that have to hide. One of these women that has to learn how to wear their makeup to hide their bruises. I thought that was just such a turning point for me. That's just wrong. There's something just wrong with that. And so you think that I would be wise enough to leave. And I did. I left. And I left again. And I left again. And I called my mom. And I just told her, Mom, I need to move back home. And so there's something so special about a mother's love. And of course, she was there that afternoon with my brother. We packed up all the things. I moved back home thinking, you know, now I'm going to have the protection. I'm going to be with my parents. You know, everything's going to be okay. But it wasn't okay because I wasn't okay. Because I still was seeing him, because it was still the excitement. And I still didn't know how to get out of it. You know, the average abuse victim goes back to their abuser 7 times before they leave, finally. So it's a process.
So even after you called your mother, your mom and your brother come and they help you pack, mm-hmm. you move home, mm-hmm. you're still with him.
Yes.
What happened one night after a party?
Everybody was out of town. It just was a weekend. My sister was having a baby. My mom was with her. My brother was out of town. My dad flew for a living. He flew with Pan Am. He was out. I was by myself. So I went to a party with him. And we left. I did not drink at that party. I didn't do anything. I was sober. And I was driving. And we were driving home at 2 o'clock in the morning. And a car, this is in the Seattle area, so it's hilly. So this car came down off a hill, ran a red light, and hit me. My side, driver's side of the car, just T-boned us. And by the time my car stopped spinning, I had help. So you can call it a coincidence. I call it a God incident. And I was within blocks of a hospital with the best trauma center in the Northwest. The witness to my accident was the fire department. They transported me right away. They were getting ready to cut me out of the car. And I said, you know, I think I can move. So they helped me crawl out of the car, wheeled me into emergency. That entire thing took 8 minutes.
Wow.
In that 8 minutes, I lost over half my blood. If anyone even had to call for help, I would have just bled out there.
Mm-hmm.
So at that point, I called actually my neighbor because the doctor is all, who do you want to call? And no one was around at that point. So I called my neighbor and they got a hold of, through Pan Am, they got a hold of my dad who was on a flight. So they pulled him off. So if your flight is delayed, it could be that your pilot had a family emergency. So be patient. That's my side note. But they called him and he came right away. And then my brother came back into town and my dad just said, what are you going to do? And before I said, Dad, don't worry. I got myself in trouble. I'll get myself out. I can handle this. I'm good. I'm strong. I can do this. And then this time when I got out of the hospital, he said, what are you going to do? And I said, I need to move. I'm never going to get out of this if I don't move. And so he said, well, right, you can go back to New York and be with your brothers, or you can go to Hawaii. You can be here. I fly a lot of the Japan routes. I'm in and out, and I can take care of you there. So I said, I will go to Hawaii. I will be there for a year. Everything will blow over. I'll go back to the Northwest. I lived in Hawaii for a year and a half before I went home to the north to my mom's house for the first time, and that guy was still calling my mom's house trying to find me. So I just ended up staying, and to back up a little bit, just to give you perspective on what was going on, it wasn't just that he hit me. It was that he had a gun and that he threatened me with it. And that's something, you know, honestly, your testimony is so important. And this is something I only started sharing because it's hard. It's hard, but if it can help somebody else, I've been there. I know it. And I know that things can turn around.
Well, I certainly appreciate you reliving it, even in your telling us the story of, sure, the accident, but what led up to it, what came about after it, and the kind of emotional, psychological, even physical abuse that you had to go through. We're listening to Helen Raposa. Helen moved to Hawaii. She had 30 stitches on her head. She had no hair. And in the midst of those conditions, God was beginning to redirect her. And here's the marvel of it all, is that it, quite often it happens in those times when we are, whether our hair is, quote-unquote, disheveled, or whether or not we don't even have any hair, or we have stitches somewhere in our lives. God is there to lead and guide us. When we come back from our break, you'll hear more from Helen Raposa. You can find out more about her at helenshaven.com. Now, I want to find out how this all led to her even becoming a follower of Jesus Christ. How did God use it in her life? She'll share that and more when we come back. More with Helen Raposa. Stay with us.
Desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Okay, now you can have a real, really rough experience. You know, one that you certainly didn't ever think you'd have, and it becomes a life-changing moment for you. Oh, so you think it would be a life-changing moment. Not all of us catch the hint at the first crack. Sometimes the Lord has to take us through things again and again in order for us to grab hold or really get a full grasp of what's happening. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Amashiro. My guest today, Helen Raposa. Helen is the owner of Haven Medical Spa and Skin Tech Skincare, a product line. You can find out more about this broadcast. Maybe you're tuning in right now. You can get it in its entirety at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Helen, so you're in Hawaii. I mentioned before the break, you came to Hawaii. You had 30 stitches in your head, no hair, because of that horrific accident that you survived. How did the process of healing impact your spiritual life?
I think that healing is a process. The physical wounds heal much easier and quicker than your internal, spiritual, emotional wounds. And I believe, and I've always believed, that God saved me in that accident for a reason. That, you know, my number wasn't up. He must have a plan. But I didn't have a personal relationship with Jesus at that point. So I didn't really understand what that meant. And I took it for granted. And I just partied more. I partied more and more and more. In my early 20s, I was just out of control. And I went out every night.
What do you think was the cause of that?
I think that I did not know my identity. I think that I was trying desperately to fill a void in my life. And I think that the spirit of that orphan spirit is so strong. And it's nobody's fault. Everybody does the best that they can with the knowledge that they have at the time. But in looking back, I was really trying to, I was searching. I was looking for something. The drugs were going to fill the void. The alcohol is going to fill the void. Something is going to make me feel like I'm included in something. I needed that, what we call today as Christians, that fellowship. Only that fellowship was not the right fellowship. It wasn't correct. And so I was really in the wrong crowd. And I was out every night. But even if you're in the wrong crowd, you're still in a crowd. You still have some sort of friend, you have somebody you're doing with, and it's important to have that. It's just that now I have a crowd that loves God, a crowd that loves Jesus, and a crowd that has legal fun instead of illegal fun.
Now you, let's take a moment here. Where did you grow up, Helen?
I grew up mostly in New York. My dad was with Pan Am, so we traveled, and we lived in Hong Kong. When I was a baby, we lived in Portugal. That was long ago. And then when I was 13, we moved to Seattle.
Okay. So Seattle, and then you're in Hawaii.
Right.
And you're almost with a certain point, maybe someone might look at it and say, well, could it be maybe she felt invincible? She survived one time. Her life, you know, she's just living her life, going for it, sort of a hedonistic, pleasure-seeking lifestyle. Where did the turnaround come from?
For me, I was working in a bar, drinking and partying every night. And for some reason, I just looked around and I saw people 10 years older than I was, and I thought, this is not where I want to be in 10 years. And for me, I was able to stop that behavior on a dime. I just thought, this is not right. I can't do this anymore. And I was able to stop that lifestyle. After that, I switched careers. I started in skincare. And I worked for somebody who was active in her church. And she would talk to me about church, and I would blow her off, and you know, this just kept going on and on. And then one time there was an evangelist that came, and three separate unrelated people told me to go and listen to this woman speak. So really, I went strictly out of frustration just to make them stop. So I went, and first everyone was singing and raising their hands, so I thought they were like really weird. And everyone was just happy and joyful. And again, I thought they were really kind of strange. And then, you know, as every evangelist does, the altar call at the end and waits, and there's still somebody and waits, and there's still, so I don't know how long it was a long time, and I just felt in my heart I couldn't sit there anymore. And for me, I went up, and she just laid her hands on me, and I couldn't even stand up. The presence of God was so strong. And for me, that's the first time that I absolutely knew 100% that God is living, that God is alive, that it wasn't just something I was taught. It wasn't something out there that didn't affect me, but this affected me. I felt him and felt his presence and that he is real.
What difference did that make for you?
I started going to a Bible study in my friend's house. And I've never owned a Bible. I did not have find anything in the Bible. So for me, the small groups are extremely important because that's what solidified me. I didn't go to a church yet. I went to this small group. So it was the relationships. It was learning more and learning more and learning more. You know, I couldn't read the Bible enough. And my first church was very spiritually driven. It was very much laying hands, prophecy. I thought that was normal. I thought, doesn't God just talk to everybody? Because I hear him. My people hear his voice. I hear him. I just wanted more. I just wanted more and more.
A hunger, a yearning. My people hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me.
Yes.
Jesus, and then I give eternal life to them, and they shall never perish. And as you were accustomed to that early on in your, what difference did it make for you having that kind of intimacy with God, hearing him? What difference did it make?
It made a tremendous difference in my life. I started my business 21 years ago because I wanted to run a Christian business, because I wanted a place where people can come and know that God is there. We don't preach. That's not what we do. But in each treatment room, I have prayer boxes. Random clients will come in for prayer. They'll call me. You know what? That's what it's about. It's about touching people. And it is about sharing your testimony. You overcome the enemy by the words of your testimony and the blood of the Lamb. So it is that. It is about sharing. And it is about sharing their lives. For every client that comes in the shop, I'm usually with them an hour and a half, alone in a treatment room. So they get to tell me their story. I get to be with them. I get to pray with them. Some of them never even know that I pray for them, but I do. And so that is such a huge difference, because before, I would have either, you know, maybe started a business just on my own strength, just doing it myself, and then you just get stressed out. That doesn't work. Your own strength doesn't work. It's temporary.
So, Helen, 21 years in the business. That's remarkable. I mean, when you think, especially in the economic climates, the economic crises that we have gone through both nationally, internationally, and of course, locally, it's always challenging.
Right. It has not been easy.
Business. Have you experienced any tough times along the way in terms of your business?
Yes. My first 5 years in business, where everyone says, oh, if you survived the first five, you know, that's awesome. My first five were the easiest. I made lots of money. I spent lots of money. I was not a good steward. Then my first real downturn was 9/11. When 9/11 occurred, I lost half my business that day. Just income just was cut 50%. But expenses are not. So you start accumulating debt. So at that point, I started accumulating debt. Then we moved and expanded in 2005. So again, you're more debt, you have build out, I have more staff, just more of everything. And then 2008, when the economy tanked, we almost went bankrupt. I met with a bankruptcy attorney, laid out everything, and he suggested changes. He said, you're not there yet, but if you continue on this road, in a year, you're going to be back in my office. These are things you need to do. And he laid out a financial plan that I followed.
Helen, I want to hear what you went through. I want to hear what lessons you learned in the process. I would imagine, well, maybe I'll just ask this. Did you cry in that process?
Oh, of course.
Rhetorical
Every
question.
Night.
You know, sometimes it's so, the situation is so grave. It's almost like a sick chuckle that we you know, that just comes out because, you know, we think, man, it can't get any worse than this. Well, Helen reports that maybe somebody today is facing their own financial challenge. They've run out of options. They don't know what else to do. They're crying and laughing at the same time because they don't think it can get any worse. But maybe today God has you and us talking because he wants to bring someone the hope through your story, the hope of Christ through your story. When we come back, can we talk more about it?
Sure, absolutely.
More with Helen Raposa. Her journey. Hey, you know, for someone to talk about their business, mm-hmm. talk about some financial challenges, you know, the possibility of bankruptcy. It takes a bold person to share, a generous person, indeed, to share those things. But you know what? God did something in her life and in her business, which was on the verge of collapse. It wasn't the end. And dear friend, no matter how far along you feel you've gone, it's not the end for you. As we always say here, the good life is always hope in Christ. When we come back, you'll hear more about that hope when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, it can be a very raw and lonely feeling on the verge of, thoughts of embarrassment, thoughts of failure, thoughts of rejection, thoughts when you don't even want to answer your phone because creditors are calling you. You may be on the verge of bankruptcy. And you think, how am I going to survive this? I never thought I'd be in this position. And yet you're there. What do you do? Our guest today, Helen Raposa, knows what it's like to have a meeting with the bankruptcy attorney to talk about some very hard things. She's here with us to share heart-to-heart about her experience. She's been in business for 21 years, but it hasn't always been that easy. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro, and I'm grateful that you're with us. I believe you're going to be blessed by Helen's story. You can find out more about Helen at helenshaven.com. Helen Raposa, take us back before I break. You were talking about a meeting you had with your bankruptcy attorney. He said, look, if you don't make changes in a year, you're going to come back to me, and it's going to be a very, very grave period. What happened in the interim of that year?
Going back just a little bit, before we met with the attorney, back when the economy was crazy and everyone was just giving you money, and we owned a condo, and then we decided, we decided maybe we should move or remodel or whatever. It was a crazy time. There was just money everywhere. So we met with somebody and they said, oh my gosh, you have so much equity in this. Let's turn around, pull the equity out, refi your condo and buy something else. And you rent out the condo. So we said, okay, we did that. So we bought another place. So now we had refied our condo and we were renting it at a loss. We were living in a townhouse where we did 100% financing. We were in over our heads from the get-go. But what I kept hearing is that you have potential for income. We love self-employed people because you have potential for income. And I kept saying, but I'm not even paying myself consistently because I just moved and expanded my shop. And, the bottom line is I'm responsible because I signed the papers. But all of this stuff feeds your ego. Oh, look at how good you look on the outside when you're really falling apart. So we just made some really poor decisions at a time when all of a sudden the economy tanked and then I had no business income. And it just was really ugly. And, you put on a happy face and you go about your day and people don't see you crying yourself to sleep at night. And at the time, my husband worked at night, so I was crying myself to sleep every single night. You don't know what stress is until you've got payroll and you've got nothing to pay your staff with. What do? You pray that they don't go to the bank. You pray that you can have a float, that you can do this, that somehow you can crazily manage this. And you know what? You can't. You can't. And we just had to fall on our knees and we just had to trust that even though we made bad decisions and even though we fell, that God still has a plan, that he still loves us enough to get us out of here. But we need to be educated. We need to, you know, go to that attorney's office. We need to get good financial advice. We need to change some of our bad habits. And so it's a real reality check. When you can't pay your bills and somebody calls you, it is a reality check. However, through it all, incredibly blessed. We sold our condo. We did a short sale. So people say, oh, when you do a short sale, you know, the bank agrees to take the loss. Well, no, not so much in our case. They said, oh, yeah, now you owe us $24,000. So we're like, okay, well, what kind of payments can we make towards this? So we paid that for about a year. And I think it was something crazy, like 10 years or something to pay it. We paid it for about a year. And then we never got another invoice. And we tried to call the company. We tried to make good on this. And we've never heard back from anybody. And it's been years and years now. And we never heard back from anybody. We had a second mortgage that we owed money on. We were not paying our mortgage payments. So we had a second mortgage we owed money on. And I called that mortgage company and I said, we have money now. We would like to pay this. We want to get current. And they said, you are paid in full. And I said, no, no, let's go over the numbers again. And she said, you are paid in full. And I said, no, let's go over the loan numbers again. I know I owe you money. She said, no, I'm looking at the paper and it says paid in full. It is stamped that. So, of course, I said, well, can I get your name, number, and a copy of that, please? But it is not on our credit as a bad credit or anything. It is paid. So we've had some miracles. So if you just keep your faith, it only takes the faith of a mustard seed. Sometimes that seems so big. But if you just keep that faith, God says he'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. Things can change. Do not give up. I think people give up right before their miracle. Do not give up.
Well, you certainly are encouraging people. Would you say, you know, someone might be thinking, hey, does God do that for, could God do that for me? What would you say?
God is no respecter of persons. Of course he can do that for you. If he does it for me, he can do it for you. If he did it to your neighbor Joe down the road, he can do it for you. He loves everybody. Even if you don't know him yet, he still loves you. Even if you turned his back on him, he still loves you. And all he's doing is just waiting for you to turn around because he's still there on your right side. Stop looking left, turn right, and he's there and he loves you and he wants to do that miracle for you.
How have you, through these experiences, changed some of your business practices?
Oh my gosh, I have a great financial team right now. Getting good advice, being debt-free. I should have a totally debt-free corporation in a year. Just being a lot wiser. Paying cash for equipment, not financing equipment. We also, about 6 years ago, we took on a physician. So she and I partner now. So we've been able to increase services, increase revenues. So it's looking outside your box, looking at the services that we did and say, what can we add on? What can we do that's different? So the medical services for us were definitely outside our box. And even partnering with anybody was outside my box. And it's been such a blessing. It has been such a complete blessing. It is awesome. And also cutting down staff. As people left for any reason, I just didn't rehire. I had to go back to working more. I'm in a treatment room as well as managing the facility. So you just do what you have to do. You roll up your sleeves and you do it.
Now, Helen, through all of this, were you married?
Yes. Yes, I was.
How did you meet your husband?
I met my husband through friends when I was in a bar and I was drunk. And they said, you want to meet someone tall, dark, and handsome? And I said, yes, give me that phone. Let's call him. And that is a true story, and that's how we met.
What happened after that?
We were always in a group situation, and my good friend was dating his good friend, and he was actually the best man at our wedding. And we were always hanging out in a group, and always the group sort of splits at the end of the night, and everyone would put me with who is now my husband and say, oh, he'll take you home. Oh, he'll drive you home. Oh, whatever. And we just were literally thrown together the first at least 6 months. And somehow it's worked out. And that's not always easy either, just like being self-employed, but you make it work.
Now, was he when you became a Christian, did he come along with you? Or
no.
What's the time frame of all of that?
When I became a Christian and I started becoming active in my church, I write down my prayers, very similar to someone's journaling, but I write down my prayers. And so I have records. I prayed for my husband for 9 years to come to church before he did. We were living together for 7 years before we got married. So it really was not his fault that he wasn't a Christian. We were together before, so I couldn't tell him, you know, this is what I need you to do. It has to be in God's timing. So I just prayed and I prayed and I prayed for him. And then he was drinking a lot. And he would drink every weekend, come home drunk, and pass out. So we did nothing on weekends except fight. So this.
Okay, Helen, let's take a moment here. Drinking every weekend, passing out. I want to hear the rest of the story when we come back from our break. 9 years praying. Helen Rapoza, praying for her husband. I don't know about you, but and maybe today you've been praying for your spouse. And you feel like no, God hasn't heard. You keep on praying, but there's no change. Year after year after year. When we come back, Helen Rapoza will share more about this. But I think you might have a hint of what may have taken place, but she'll go into detail. Stay with us. We'll be back with more hopeful words from Helen Rapoza. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook. A slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives. How they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chenan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
You know, someone coming to know Jesus Christ, someone being converted to becoming a follower of Jesus, you know, it's beyond the work of just people like us. It has to be a working of God's Spirit moving in our midst. Jesus said, no one comes to me unless my Father who is in heaven draw them. And the Father would draw them through the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Have you been praying for someone that you love, someone that you care about, hoping, praying that they would come to know Christ? Maybe you're frustrated. Maybe you're on the verge of giving up. Maybe you've got that fire in you and say, I'm never going to give up. Well, Helen Raposo knows what it's like to pray for 9 years for her husband. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Thank you for joining us today. You can find out more about Helen Raposo, helenshaven.com. We'll talk a little bit about her business in a few moments. And if you'd like to get our program and get listen to it in its entirety, maybe share it with a family member or a friend, you can get it at thegoodlifehawaii.com. So Helen, take us back. You're praying for your husband. What happened?
One Sunday morning, my husband just asked me, what time is church? And I said, why? And he said, because I want to go. And I said, why? Because we had a fight last night. I said, no, I don't want you coming to church. You start coming to church when you are ready, not because that I'm mad at you. He said, no, I want to go. Now we're having this incredibly stupid fight about the fact I don't want him to come to church. He went that day, and he's been going ever since. I want to say it was shocking, but I mean, I prayed for 9 years. Why didn't I expect that? I don't know. It was still surprising. But like I said, he's been coming ever since.
What was going on in his life at that time?
You know, really nothing. Nothing. Just working and going out. But I think he saw a lot of changes in me. I would still meet him at a bar. I don't have a problem with that. I'm not one of those, you know, don't ever go out or anything. But I would eat. And if he was going to continue to drink more, I would just tell his friends, somebody drive him home because I'm leaving. I don't want to participate in that part. So I think he saw me change. I've always been very active in my churches. So at the time, I was doing prison ministry. I was doing praise and worship. And I just love that. And I'm always singing around the house praise and worship songs. So I think he just saw something change in me and wanted a little bit of that, wanted to, you know, you're not going to find your happiness in a bottle. You're not. You need something to fill that void, and only Jesus can do that.
You know, the Lord has done some amazing work in your life, in your own well-being, and then of course your marital relationship, the well-being of your marital relationship, the well-being of your business. The change, the transformation of your business. Speaking of your business, helenshaven.com, your business, what do you do and why have you been so passionate to do it for 21 years?
I have a medical spa, so we do skincare. We do full body massages. That's about the list of our body treatments, but we do skincare. So I really believe in look good and feel good. And a lot of people who come in, when you look in the mirror, if you don't like what you see, you just aren't happy about it. Some people are like that and we can help them. We're not doing surgery. We're not transforming you. We're not making you look different. We're just making you look a little bit better. And that makes people happy.
Mm-hmm. How do you do it?
We do all kinds of facials. We do injections. We work with a physician. So we do Botox. We do fillers. We do lasers. We can reduce hyperpigmentation, dark spots on skin. So we do intense pulse light for that. So again, all kinds of skin stuff. And we sell products. So I now have my own product line that I came out with about 2 years ago called Skin Tech Skincare, because I was really looking for something that was with a lot of active ingredients that makes a difference in the skin.
What have you seen in terms of physical, you know, the outside, like you talk about someone feeling good about themselves, being happy with their appearance. How have you seen that transform the way they feel about themselves on the inside?
You know, it's really twofold. In what I always tell my employees is that what we do to pay the bills is skincare. What we really do is build relationships. So it's twofold. It's that we help them look a little better, you know, getting rid of their acne, their dark spots, whatever it is that they feel better about themselves on the outside. But it's also just, it's listening to them. It's being there. It's building that relationship. And if you can build that relationship and somebody can come in and just take a breath when they walk in the door and leave the stress behind and think, okay, this is going to be a good hour. You know what? That can be priceless for people.
Helen, give us a sense of what happens in an hour. Maybe if you can do a fast, you know, sort of one of those things where you accelerate the hour, but you give us a glimpse of what happens in that period of time. Could you describe it?
What we do for our facials are really our bread and butter. So our facial consists of, we just cleanse your skin, do a brushing on your skin, steam you, come in, take a look, see what's going on, get rid of any blackheads or whiteheads that you may have, maybe do more hydration if you need that. Then we do something called high frequency, which kills bacteria on the surface of the skin. Then we do a neck and shoulder massage, an arm and hand massage, a face massage, put on some kind of mask for you, take that off, finish with some sunscreen products, some spray toner products, things like that. So it's very relaxing as well as very cleaning for the skin.
And all that in an hour?
Depending on your skin, an hour to an hour and a half. If you have a lot to clean up, we might need a little bit more time.
And are these treatments for women only?
No, 20% of our clientele are men.
Really? Someone might find that a bit curious. How would you describe that 20% are men?
When I first started in the industry 25 years ago, the only men who came in were gay. Mm-hmm. Then it got to be more of the boyfriends, the husbands. And now it's just men want to feel good. They want to look good. They want to take care of themselves. Things like Botox is really mainstream. There's quite a few guys who do that. So it's really interesting to see the changes over the last 20-something years.
Helen Raposa is the owner of Haven Medical Spa and Skin Tech Skincare. It's her own product line. You can find out more about Helen and her medical spa at helenshaven.com. Hey, Helen, it's been a real special treat just, you know, talking with you.
Thank you.
And what an amazing story you have. And I'm grateful that you shared it.
Thank you.
A parting shot. We've got about a minute left to our listener. Someone who maybe right now just might not be feeling so great about themselves. A word of hope. As you say, maybe this could come from the Lord. What would you say?
Don't give up. Things are going to turn around. I know that things turn around because I've been there. I've been on both sides of the coin, and I know that if God can do it for me, that he can do it for you. Hit your knees, pray, get a relationship with Jesus. get it right with Jesus. If you fall in, it doesn't matter, because you're just going to fall closer to him. He's going to pick you up. We serve the God of second, third, fourth chances, as many as you need, that he is still there for you. He has not left you. He has not forsaken you, that you are the head, not the tail. Don't be stepped on. The Bible says that you step on the enemy's head and you don't release him. Don't let him have control over you. Let Jesus have control over you.
Wow, that's a very powerful word of encouragement indeed from Helen Raposa. Helen and her husband are members of Destiny Christian Fellowship with Pastors Joel and Ann Onosai. And you can find out again more about Helen at helenshaven.com. Hey, Helen, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for the opportunity.
I appreciate you very much.
Thank you.
You know, as you've listened to Helen's story, it really is our hope that you were encouraged by what she shared. And again, you can find out more at helenshaven.com. You know, dear friend, as we spent our time together today, I like to end by saying, you know, there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. Even as Helen Raposa said, get right with Jesus. You know what? If you haven't done so, this is a perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifeway.com. Click Get to Know Jesus. I put together a special presentation for you there. And if you'd like to help us with your financial support, to make a donation, go to thegoodlifeway.com and click Partners. Proverbs 22, verse 6. Start the children off on the way they should go, and even when they are old, they will not turn from it. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Helen Raposa. Find out more at helenshaven.com. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.